Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss the careers of Coach Roy Hubbard and Paul Krause, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, including one about Coach Bob Zupke. It's all coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. We are here for the football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers for the date of February 19th in football history. And what an exciting day we have here today. We're going to start off with our headlines on February 19th, 1917, and helmets are manufactured using interior padding of suspended leather straps and ear hole cutouts. And these newfangled headgear protectors are called the Zupke helmets, or ZH for short, named after the man that came up with the concept, head coach Bob Zupke of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, according to the Time Toast website. The suspension innovation acted as a shock absorber to lessen the blow of the impacts. In a related story, we have an excellent article on the debate of who had the first person to wear the football helmet. Make sure you check that out on pigskindispatch.com, and who invented that helmet, because it's really interesting. There's three individuals they're talking about. Zupke's not one of them, but he did make this innovation of the suspended straps that was real popular for decades before the foam and gel inserts in the helmets that we have today. Remember, these are more of a leather type helmet, so they needed the extra padding, and the air and a strap was a pretty good idea by Coach Zupke. Also with Coach Zupke, if you want to get a listen to it, we're part of the Number 80 Productions that have put out Orville Mulligan's Sports Writer. And if you go to this Roaring Chicago Part 1, there are some excerpts where we took some actual quotes of Bob Zupke, had our actors written into scripts, so our actors are reading as Bob Zupke getting interviewed at a coach's interview before the big Chicago-Illinois game of 1924. It's really fascinating. I think you want to check that out, too. Orville Mulligan, a sports writer, your favorite podcast provider, or just look on the Pigskin Dispatch. Usually on the left or right column or down near the bottom of the page, you'll see an Orville Mulligan icon there with the little fedora with a press on it and a typewriter. Click on that and it'll take you right to Orville Mulligan, and you go to Chicago, Roaring Chicago Part 1 to hear that Zupke interview. Listen to all of them too, because it's a great audio drama. All right, we're moving on. February 19th, 1942, Flint, Michigan. The great safety out of Iowa, Paul Krause, was born on this Hall of Fame birthday episode. Paul had one of the finest seasons ever for an NFL rookie. In 1964, after the Redskins picked him number 2 overall in the 64 NFL draft, the Washington safety led the league with 12 interceptions that season and became an all-pro, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website bio on Paul. Remember, 12 interceptions, I believe the games were only 12 games in the regular season, so he basically averaged an interception every single game. Paul played for 4 seasons in the nation's capital and then 12 years with the Minnesota Vikings. And he played 16 seasons altogether in the NFL. And when he retired, he had picked off more passes than anyone in league history at that point, with 81, and made the all-NFL squad 4 times. He also started as a free safety in 4 Super Bowls. Paul Krause was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1998. Now, this next birthday, we're not sure that it took place on February 19th, but we do know it took place in February, and we're pretty sure anyway. In 1946 was a year, Hubbard, Ohio, the famed coach out of Florida A&M Rattlers, Roy Hubbard was born, and we're unsure of the day, so just to pay proper honor to him, we placed his bio on our February 19th post. Someone out there has Coach Hubbard's real date of birth. Please give us a contact and let us know, pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we celebrate him on his actual birthday going forward. Now, per the National Football Foundation's website bio, Coach Hubbard was the only HBCU coach to win the Division I AA, now FCS, title. Roy Hubbard posted 83 wins in 12 seasons at Florida A&M, and during his tenure at A&M, from 1974 to 1985, Hubbard compiled a record of 83-48-3 overall. Pretty good. Third most wins in school history behind fellow College Football Hall of Fame coaches Jake Gaither, who had 203, and Billy Joe, 86. In 1978, Hubbard guided A&M of Florida to a 12-1 record and wrapped up the season winning the inaugural NCAA Division I AA football championship as the Rattlers defeated UMass 35-28. Although a member of the NCAA Division II's Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, FAMU successfully petitioned the NCAA for Division I AA classification, which took effect right before the 78 season began, and Roy Hubbard, as their coach, was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta in the year 2021. And that is our history for today. Not a lot, but it's action-packed and full of some great stuff with Bob Zupke and Coach Roy Hubbard. And we appreciate you listening in today. We hope you'll catch us tomorrow and each and every day here on the Pigskin Dispatch podcast. Also, you can check us out on jerseydispatch.com and the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, where we go three or four times a week. Jersey Dispatch, every single day something changes, just like pigskindispatch.com. Also, check out Number 80 Productions, like we said earlier, Orville Mulligan, sports writer, a great audio drama on sports history that you can find on the sportshistorynetwork.com and on orvillemulligan.com, as well as your favorite podcast provider. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.